Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. AFP wrote the following on November 8. Germany's top courts required Parliament to legally recognize a third gender from birth. Current regulations on civil status are discriminatory against intersex people, the court said. It goes on to say that people who identify as intersex are recognized on official documents in some countries, including Australia, India, New Zealand, and Nepal. It was quite interesting to me that countries like Australia and New Zealand are already recognizing intersex people as constituting a third gender. And as we have just heard, other countries, including the United States, will probably follow suit in the future. Bild Online commented on November 8 that until now, the parents determine at the time of birth the designation of the child's gender. Intersex people are different from transgender people. While the first category describes people who are not clearly male or female, transgender people clearly belong to one particular gender but are unsatisfied with it. Now, what about intersex people? Is it true that they are both male and female? Not necessarily. The article goes on to say that the World Health Organization considers intersex people as suffering from a sickness or a birth defect. And Bild Online also stated that sometimes young intersex people are being operated on or receive hormones. But in quoting experts, those warn against that procedure as being harmful, wrong, and traumatizing. For the purposes of this program today, I want to talk about the gender war by not differentiating between intersex people and transgender people, because, frankly, the principle applies in both cases. And so we have an article here by the Washington Post dated November 11 saying this. A person, of course, in the article, the person's name is mentioned. I don't want to mention the person's name. So let's say a person joined the German army as a man more than 23 years ago. 2 years ago, she came out to her superiors and eventually to her entire unit, saying that she was no longer a man, that she was a woman. The Bundeswehr, Germany's military, promotes her as a national role model. She is the first transgender commander in a force headed by a defense minister, Ursula von der Leyen, who has made support for transsexual and homosexual personnel a top priority. But then the article goes on to talk about Donald Trump, saying that Trump's battle to ban transgender servicemen and women is feeding into a growing perception in Germany that Europe can no longer trust the United States as a reliable partner that shares its values. I thought the choice of the word value is quite interesting in light of what we are talking about today. It had to be a 14-year-old girl who was telling the world how wrong, how dangerous transgenderism is. Christian Headlines wrote on November 10, a 14-year-old girl who began a transition to become a boy is speaking out about the dangers of transgenderism, particularly for young people. Noor Jontri shares that her exploration of her gender began when she encountered young people online who were transitioning to another gender. She says she realized she wanted to be a boy because she wanted to be masculine. Being masculine was about feeling safe, she said. Noor has come to believe that most teens and young people who think they are trans are simply confused or going through a time of transition in life. When asked what she would say to other girls who think they are boys, she replied, "There is nothing wrong with your body. To be straightforward, you will never be male. Stop hurting yourself." Again, a 14-year-old person had to tell the scientific experts of this world how wrong they are. how absolutely, completely, totally wrong they are. The Daily Mail published an article on November 22 by Piers Morgan. Now, you might recall Piers Morgan. He was a former CNN moderator. He also served as a judge on America Has Talent for many years. He wrote a remarkable article about the radical transgender war. And I'd like to quote from this article. Now, he gives the name again of this person. I just will say a so-called expert. Advised that teachers should no longer refer to female students as girls or ladies, or to male students as boys. I have never heard such utter garbage in my entire life, and given I judged talent shows for 6 years, that's a very high bar of garbage, he says. Speaking as a father of 4 children, 3 boys and a girl, I will tell you what I think might just cause young kids more anxiety than being called boys and girls, and that is telling them they cannot be called boys and girls. The simple reason is they were born boys and girls. And let me also say this when it comes to intersex people. It's not true that you cannot determine their gender. For many, many years, parents were quite able to do that. Of course, they may have characteristics from the other gender, and that's why we are quite confident saying that they are suffering from a sickness or a birth defect. But let's go on here with this article. Yes, they were all handed to their proud parents at birth with the words, "Congratulations, you have a little boy," or "Congratulations, you have a little girl." Not, "Congratulations, you have a non-binary, gender-fluid creature of indeterminate sexuality." This new gender war is being driven by the radical transgender community. And their campaign has been undeniably successful. That is why Facebook currently provides over 70, yes, you heard it correctly, 70 different gender options, from two-spirit person to simply neither. "I do care," he goes on to say, "when massive pressure is applied on the rest of us to stop using words like boys and girls because it may offend the gender fluid brigade. I also care that kids as young as 5 are being encouraged to embark on a journey to change their gender or sex before they even really know what either of things even mean. Some schools have begun eliminating gender distinction in their sports programs. They now allow boys who identify as girls to use the female bathrooms." He's talking about what's happening in the UK. The same discussion is going on here in the United States. So you can see where that's all going in the United States as well. "Companies are being bullied into converting to non-gender-specific merchandise, lest they get branded trans bigots on social media. The problem gets even worse and more acute when we consider sexual offenders in prison. Already we are getting cases of male rapists identifying as female so they can switch to female prisons. It doesn't take a genius to work out why they may want to do that." What does the word gender even mean? He concludes. Well, check any dictionary and it will provide a simple answer. Something like this: the state of being male or female. Therefore, we are all either boys or girls, men or women. But not in accordance to the infinite wisdom of the German Supreme Court. No, you have to create a third gender, they say. Determine that it's neither male nor female. And they don't even have any word for it yet. What nonsense. What confusion. But the question I have for you, my friends, are you confused as well? Or you're taking the philosophy of live and let live as long as it doesn't apply to me? What if it does apply to, let's say, your children? What if it does apply to a loved one? What if you are being confronted with these kind of ideas, ideologies, this radical concept of transgenderism? You don't have to be confused. You can know the right and the wrong standards. And in order to help you, we have prepared several free booklets. The first one, The Authority of the Bible. You know, the Bible tells you quite clearly why homosexuality, why transgenderism, why all these other sexual adventures are wrong. But can you believe the Bible? This book that shows you why the Bible speaks to you with godly authority. And then that leads me to the next booklet, Old Testament Laws, still valid today. There are many laws regarding sexuality in the Old Testament, but how do you know whether or not they are still valid? Or was it just a cultural thing, and so we don't have to care about these anymore? This booklet gives you the answer. And then thirdly, the keys to happy marriages and families. You need to know how you can have happy marriages and families. And my friends, believing in this philosophy of transgenderism, intersex people, all the things I've talked about today, is not going to help you having happy marriages and families. And so I encourage you strongly to ask for free copies of these booklets. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.